Are you doing some shopping on Black Friday? Who could be the winners and losers out there when it comes to major retailers? I'm John Wardock, and we'll get some perspective on that straight ahead.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Joining us is Brett Beamer. He is the chairman and founder of America's Research Group. He is one of the foremost leaders out there when it comes to trying to track what's going on with consumers and their behavior. Brett, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So what do you think is going to happen with major retailers and Black Friday? Who could be the big winners? Who could be the big losers?
Well, the winners will be the retailers that have promotional hot early bird specials, and the losers will be people that will have early bird specials on higher priced goods. And what I mean by that is that according to our research we finished last weekend, you know, consumers were really wanting to go out and shop Walmart because they said that they were going to have some incredible computer prices and TV prices, but they weren't excited this year about going to Best Buy because they're afraid that Best Buy will do what they did last year, which is they had great prices, but they were on more expensive TVs, and that wasn't appealing to them.
So in terms of where to look for deals, what would you recommend to consumers?
I'd recommend that they go out and they look at the Thanksgiving Day paper, look at all the probably 100 or so inserts that'll be in there, compare the ones they want to go shop at, or go online to compare them from a viewpoint of a website-to-website situation. But I would be very careful because on Thursday evening, when many of these stores are open, the deals that they have are going to be gone, and the deals they're going to have on Friday morning around 6 will be gone within an hour or so. So if you're going to take advantage of those two huge opportunities, you're going to have to go out and give up your Thanksgiving Day dinner, and you're going to have to give up some sleep Friday morning because you want to be in line, because there's going to be a lot of hot items this Christmas, because retailers know one thing. If they get a shopper in their front door during the Black Friday weekend period, there's a 70% chance that consumer will shop them at least once or more, three times before the end of the season. If you don't get them in your front door during the Black Friday window, you only have a 30% chance that they'll shop you at all.
Who do you think could be some of the losers out there who failed to attract the consumers?
Well, I'm fearful that Best Buy could be a big loser, but what I'm also fearful of are the apparel retailers that are jumping into Black Friday, because they could scream 50% off, but consumers have seen 50% off before. If you're going to get someone in your front door on Black Friday, it's going to take, particularly for apparel retailers, a 60 or 70% off discount to get those consumers in the front door. You know, a couple of years ago, you know, Macy's had a very strong Black Friday because they actually broke an incredible hot price point on some diamond earrings. And women, you know, were excited about shopping for earrings. Like, keep in mind, again, you know, jewelry is a very expensive item, so you could show up, you know, $1,000 savings, which obviously excites a lot of shoppers today.
What about department stores? We heard recently from Macy's, and it really sent up a red flare that it's having trouble, especially selling apparel. So what should we make of the department store scene? How could they fare on Black Friday? Will the consumers go there?
I have a real concern about the department stores this year for one reason. If you look at consumers that walked into an enclosed mall in January, 26% of Americans walked into an enclosed mall in the month of January to shop. Last month, only 19% of consumers in this country walked into any enclosed mall. So my worry for the department store isn't that they may not have great deals, but the consumer is not going to the enclosed malls as much anymore because they tell us that the stores there are higher priced than they want to pay, or they say they're just better deals at other places rather than in malls today. So I think Macy's problem and JCPenney's problem and Sears' problem are all based upon that they're in a location that I believe is becoming less and less attractive to shoppers to shop at.
And one thing that seems to be the wild card here is how will people do online? Will they go there first to Amazon.com or Walmart.com or Target.com? How will that change Black Friday this year?
It's obviously going to be a bigger war zone, particularly when Walmart announced that you could actually go on anytime Thursday and buy the early bird special before they open at 6, which I certainly, I think they're shooting a salvo over the bow of the Amazon deck. They're saying, you know, we're going to capture more market this year. And I'll say one thing, they must, because if you look at Walmart today, there's very few places for them to open new stores. So they're almost become a mature retailer on the retail sector, you know, from a store location strategy. They're not nearly that big, obviously, on the online sector. So they've got to go online to get more shoppers to come and buy from them, because that's their only real opportunity for growth.
He's Brett Beamer, who spends a lot of his time looking at how you and I spend our money when it comes to retail. Brett, thank you for your time and happy holiday season.
Okay.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.